Welcome, everyone, to our First Gen Me podcast. I am Dr. Jackie Thomas Miller, affectionately known as Dr. Jackie. I'm here with you again in our special space that we have for you to support all of our first-generation college students and any of our students who are listening today. I have with us today a very, very special guest. I'm so excited. You know we had Dee Nancy in our inaugural podcast. So today we have our Associate Dean of Learning Engagement and Global Initiatives, Dr. Kathy Obenchain. Welcome,
Thank
Kathy.
Thank you. I am so happy to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
We are just having a great time with our podcast, and I hope that our listeners are really learning and being enriched with all of the episodes that we have provided you with up to this point. But today, I'm going to start off with my question. Dr. Obenchain, what does the first-generation college graduate identity mean to you?
I think, to me, it means fulfilling a dream of my parents. I think that was an important part for my brother and sister and I. We were told we were going to go to college. We weren't told what we should get a degree in. We weren't told what college we should go to, although it had to be in state because of cost. But just the idea that my parents valued education and that they had created a business for the sole purpose of putting their children through college. And in doing that, it was a way to sort of pay them back for their parenting and to fulfill something that they had not been able to do as they were growing up.
You know, I really appreciated that you brought this other perspective, because one of our former guests, Floyd Craig, he shared that, one of our former guests, Ryan Farrell, he shared that college was just not even in the cards in his parents' perspective for their children. So it was something that he had to take ownership of and start to navigate for himself. But yet you're bringing in another perspective here where your parents saw the value of education, and many of our parents do see the value, but they don't invest in that. Whereas your parents did. Your parents said, I want my children to have what I didn't have. I'm gonna make sure that I provide whatever they need to follow this pathway. So can you talk about, was that weighing heavy on you as a first gen in your family? Did that weigh heavy on you and say, man, I gotta go to college?
Well, I think my brother and sister are a lot older than me. So I think they really paved the way for me. But it weighed heavy on me in the sense that I didn't want to disappoint my parents. They had created actually a summer business at Indiana Beach for the sole purpose of paying for college education. So I didn't want to disappoint them. And so, you know, that meant that when I got to college, I was terrified of not being successful, of academically not being successful. Not that my parents would be angry with me or anything like that, but I knew how important this was to them. I knew that for them, they thought that a college education would open a lot of doors, that a high school education, just a high school education, would not open. And so they wanted there to be more opportunities. And at that time, which was 40 years ago, that was certainly very true in the U.S. economy, that college education opened doors in terms of lifetime earnings, in terms of opportunities to shift careers, and actually just to grow as a human being. I learned a lot about the world and a lot of things in college that I would have not had the opportunity to learn. So yeah, it did weigh heavy on me in that I didn't want to disappoint my parents. I didn't need them to be proud of me necessarily, although that's always nice. But I knew they'd made some sacrifices and were working very hard to do this for their children. And I wanted to live up to my end of the bargain.
And you mentioned something that I'm sure that many of our listeners are going through, because I hear this when we have our advising appointments where our students say, well, you know, I really don't want to let my parents down. Mm-hmm. At what point did it transfer from a parent's dream to your dream?
Oh, that's a really good question. I think I did want to go to college. I was at a high school where a lot of my classmates were going to college, mm-hmm. and it was, and there were a high number of students from that high school who went on to college to a variety of places. And I think it was something that most of us saw as the next step mm-hmm. in our lives. Mm-hmm. So I was never resistant to it. At all. From a very early age, it was just an expectation. Mm-hmm. And we went on, you know, a couple of college tours, and my parents were very supportive. And the question was never, should you or should you not go to college? It was, which college are you going to go to?
When
are you going to go to college, and which college are you going to go to? And it wasn't even, at that time, what are you going to major in? For me, I was a history major. I was a history major because I loved history. Mm-hmm. And then I became a history and social studies teacher mm-hmm. Because that meant I got to be around teenagers, which I liked teenagers, and I got to be around that content area kind of all day, every day. So I think, yes, it was my parents' dream, but I think it was a dream that I shared with them. Mm-hmm. And also, that's also part of why I certainly didn't want to academically struggle. Mm-hmm. And college was hard. Mm-hmm. I mean, I had an 8 a.m. chemistry class on Monday morning. That was my very first college class. And it was hard. Mm-hmm. And I think that was a bit of a surprise to me. I knew college would be different than high school, but that many of the courses I took were harder, which let me know I was learning, because if I would have been doing the same thing I'd been doing in high school, there wouldn't have been anything new to learn. So it was different.
Well, now you've taken me into another area that I think our students are really putting their ear to the microphone. You said college is hard. Talk to us. How did you navigate when you had a difficult subject and you knew your parents hadn't gone to college, so they wouldn't be a resource for you? But what did you have all the resources that we have here at Purdue University and here in the College of Education, where you could go for academic support? What did you do when you got through, when you were going through those little episodes? This class is a nightmare.
Well, it was a very small college. So the supports that we have here in the College of Education with our academic advisors, within the college, our student groups, and support across campus, that really wasn't available at that college at that time. But what I did do, I was never ashamed to ask for help. So for my 8 a.m. chemistry class, I went to my professor's office hours every single week. And took very specific questions. You know, it wasn't a case of, I don't understand what's going on. It was, I'm really struggling with this particular homework assignment. I don't understand this particular question, or I don't understand how you go from this particular piece of content to this particular piece of content. And he was great and really helpful, so I asked for help. My roommate at the time had already taken a chemistry class, so she also helped me. So I think even though we didn't have the formal structures that we have at Purdue, I think I wasn't ashamed to ask for help, and actually I thought it was the smart thing to do, mm-hmm. is if you don't know how to do something, you ask somebody to help you, not do it for you, but ask them for help. And that's what my teachers had done when I was in high school. If I didn't understand something, my teachers would help me. So it made sense to me at college to ask my teacher for help. And so I just showed up and asked people for help.
That is excellent. Excellent advice. Ask for help. And also in one of our former podcasts, one of our faculty members, Wanju, talked about make sure that you reach out to your faculty members, build that community within them, because they can be a valuable mentor to you. And you know, you talked about building that village within your campus community while you were there. And we really appreciate the value that you have added to the conversation, because you have shared with our students how you can not only fulfill your parents' dream, but your own dream. You really shared some great, valuable nuggets on how to navigate college when you're struggling with a course, because we hear it all the time as academic advisors. And we just want our students to know that we're here for you in the College of Education. As our Associate Dean, Dr. Openchange, said, she's going through it. So you're not going through anything that any of us as first-generation college graduates have not gone through. So know that we're a good resource for you. Continue to tune in to our First Gen podcast. And as always, I am Dr. Jackie. My email address is jthomasm@purdue.edu. Please visit our advising team on the third floor of Baring Hall. We are here for you. Thank you for joining us today. And again, create a magnificent day.